welcome. Thank you so much for being here. So can you tell us a little bit about your position and the initiative that is the first in Atlantic Canada?
Sure. Yeah. So my name is Steve Arnold, and I'm one of the directors at Ride Solar. Our head office is located in Prince Edward Island, and I have two business partners, Peter Ixkiss, also in Prince Edward Island, and Jeff Bonang, who looks after our Halifax operations. And we have a business that provides sustainable tours and transit. We got started in 2019, actually, with a vision for a solar-powered dinner cruise and tour boat in Charlottetown, Prince Edward Island. And we bought a 1967 heritage vessel from the famous Montreal Expo, and we have been restoring and repowering that boat for the last 6.5 years, and it's launching hopefully in a couple weeks here in Charlottetown. But we got sick and tired of waiting for the boat to be ready, so we also invested in two pedal pups. We bought them from Europe, and they're 14 passenger bicycles, and then we did all the solar electric adaptation here in Prince Edward Island. And one bike went to Halifax to operate in downtown Halifax, and the other one is in Charlottetown. And we would have been the first in Canada back in late 2015, early 2016, except for we had trouble getting the bikes allowed to be used on the road. And we kept at it for a couple of years. And after they these bikes were deployed in Montreal and Calgary and Edmonton and Victoria and Vancouver and Toronto and other places, it was decided that we could start them in Atlantic Canada. And we've been operating them since 2019. And they are solar powered in the sense that the bikes still need people to pedal them, but we have an electric assist pedal assist motor on each bike that run off of batteries, and the solar panels on the roof help charge up the batteries. So it's kind of neat. And we do pub crawls. We visit in Halifax, we visit Sapori Italian Street Food, the Brown Hound Pub, and Garrison's Brewery. And in Charlottetown, the bike is actually licensed, so we can serve up to 2 drinks per person per tour on the bike in Charlottetown. And we've got a few different restaurant partners there. Most of the time we go to the Old Triangle and the Dally Cafe or Sugar Skull Cantina, Mexican food. And it's just a lot of fun for people to get out and get a little bit of exercise. It's easy pedaling with the electric pedal assist motor. You can have some really great food and a few drinks and get together with your friends and play music and go along the waterfront of both cities, which is really nice. Very, very pretty, in my opinion, compared to a lot of the other bikes in Canada, where it's really just an urban jungle of cement buildings and stuff like that. We've got lots of really pretty scenery in Atlantic Canada. And both bikes, our whole business actually supports different charities. A dollar from each passenger for every tour in Charlottetown goes to the Queen Elizabeth Hospital. And in Halifax, a dollar from every passenger on every tour goes to the QE2. The QE2. Yeah.
And so this is solar panels. Can you tell us how is this beneficial for Halifax's environment?
Well, you know, I don't have the CO2 tons of CO2 per carbon footprint that we save by not having a gasoline or fossil fuel powered vehicle. I know that in our business plan, I did all the number crunching, but it's quite significant. If you look at the fact that our bikes hold 14 people, that replaces really a passenger van that would normally have to take people around doing tours. And we do 3 tours a day. Each tour is 2 hours long. And times 2 bikes, but specifically in Halifax with the bike that we have there, we run from May 1st till October 31st. So if you do the math, that's 6 hours a day times potentially 6 hours a day times 30 days is 180 hours a month times 6 months. You could do the math there. That's about a thousand hours of non-fossil fuel burning activities.
So the party bike, I've seen it and it honestly looks kind of fun, just people having a good time. I guess, how did you come up with that idea to have like a party on wheels? found this week?
The idea is actually not ours. So these party bikes or pedal pubs, for lack of a better term, have been operating in Europe for over 10 years. And then they came to the States a number of years ago. And I don't know who came up with the idea. Some people think it's really silly. And it is silly. It's, you know, it's fun. It's a type of thing that, you know, there's no real practical purpose behind it. And we're not trying to say that the fact that solar powered means you don't have to pedal at all. You do have to pedal a little bit. But the idea is that you can get out with a group of people and friends or coworkers or stagettes or family reunions or whatever it is, play your music, have fun by being together. And of course, having a few drinks and eating some really great food along the way is great. And you don't have to worry about driving. You know, we have a dedicated driver that does that. So the solar panels and the electric adaptation, well, the electric adaptation is not new. Some bikes have that, but the solar panels for us is really what's different. And it fits with our brand, which is Ride Solar. And that's why we wanted to do it. So we have actually 1.2 kilowatts of solar on the roof, which is quite significant, for a vehicle. You wouldn't be able to get that on a typical car. It's, because the bikes have a pretty, you know, they're 18 feet long.
Is Ride Solar currently working on maybe implementing the same type of solar powered energy on a car? Maybe would that work?
It's, you know, our company is probably happy to just stick with the tours and doing the fun stuff for people. To get into automobile technology and stuff like that, that's a little trickier. We don't propose to be experts in the solar business. We just like to have really cool fun rides that are environmentally friendly. You can see it, but the readers can't see it. Our slogan is "Save a Duck," so it's try and save the environment, have fun, and save a duck while you're at it.
And I guess, what are some initiatives that Ride Solar is currently working on? Or what can you expect from you guys?
Well, so we really got to get this boat in the water in Charlottetown. We would like to do a similar project for Halifax, have both a land and water excursion in both cities. We are also getting busier, which is great. And we are considering having a second bike in Charlottetown and or Halifax as the demand grows. We're partnering with ambassadors in Halifax who have the Harbor Hoppers and who resell other tour excursions. So we anticipate getting busier. It would be really great to have a winter tour vehicle. I know it's maybe not as popular. We have people doing stuff in the summertime or in the wintertime, but people still go out. They still want environmentally friendly stuff. So, we're trying to wrap our heads around, you know, what we could do there.
I guess, can you tell our audiences where people can find the pedal pubs here in Halifax and what time?
Yeah, absolutely. So we operate from May 1st to October 31st, and the Halifax bike starts and ends tours at the Salt Yard, which is right down on the Halifax waterfront, kind of in front of the waterfront warehouse where all the little kiosks are, right on the waterfront. We do tours that start at 12 noon, 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. daily. That is dependent on bookings. We're not like set up just waiting for people to come on last minute. We do get people to book ahead of time, and we can take up to 14 people per tour. And we do require at least 4 people to go on a tour to make it worthwhile for our restaurant partners, because we get them to save space for us. And of course, we have to pay our drivers. We've got some other costs involved as well. You know, Halloween, it's usually a popular one, our last tour of the year, people get dressed up and go around and stuff. And then our restaurant partners are really fantastic there. And of course, you know, with every ticket, we've got a dollar going to the QE2, which is a really important hospital and charity in Halifax.
Thank you so much, Steve. Is there anything else you would like to add for Dalhousie audiences?
No, we love students and we love Dalhousie. So it would be great, if anybody wants to get their groups involved and go for an easy pedal, have some fun, have a few drinks, have some great food. We love you guys. So it would be great to see you on the Ride Solar party bike.
Thank you so much, Steve.
My pleasure. Thank you.